Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Amen. Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Nenda kusaba ombuulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request the greet of your brethren.
Muwubireko.
You wave at them.
Umwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Reach them light of the word of God.
Gumulisize okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwaawo.
Enlighten them reaching eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we bless in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, and to move rich unto you. Part 8, Portion D, of God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works on the earth.
Ministry ethics.
Or you call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on. As we discern the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In our part we finished above, we discerned the holy callings and the gifts of God, as we separate them from the callings and the gifts of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on even today and to seeing that the gifts and the callings of God,
or
the gifts,
yes,
praise Jesus much, that every calling, that of God, which is found within spiritual and natural gifts, those of God, they must be well equipped, prepared well for every good work, that of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To differ from the gifts and the callings of the devil, as we've come hearing them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So today
we're going to look at most. That all God's callings, which is within spiritual and natural gifts, they must be well equipped, perfected for every good work of God, to differ from those of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God cannot have called you and He does not give you a gift, because we discovered it, that the gift and the calling, they both move together.
And
separate one from the other, another has died.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw that when God calls you, He does not speak with you once. He has to guide you all the days. But all that, before He sends you, even though He has called you, according to the gifts or different gifts He has given you, He first prepares you, and you get worthy of your call, and you appear perfect, and you are equipped with everything needed for every good work of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why it tells us 2 Thessalonians,
that
we pray for you, you get worthy of your call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For even though you have already discovered it's true you were called of God, According to the spiritual gifts he has given you, or the natural gifts that working in the flesh. But God never sends you till he's perfected you for every good work.
Has
given you everything needed for every good work. Let's read in Thessalonians, we hear. Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11.
Katonda waffe abasanyiza okuyitibwa kwammwe era atuukirize n'amaanyi buli kye mwagala eky'obulungi na buli mulimu ogw'okukkiriza.
Therefore also we pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
That's what
we pray always for you, our God. All of us, heavens and earth in their fullness, and count you worthy of your calling and every good thing, worthy for every good work, that of faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There are qualifications
which
make you be worthy of your call, which cause you worthy to be an apostle, to fulfill the call of an apostle
in
the gift of the apostle. There are qualifications. Those make you
worthy
to be called prophet and to fulfill the calling of a prophet and all other spiritual gifts as God gives them and as Jesus gives them together with how the Holy Spirit gives. But not everyone who has realized he's been called, discovered his gift or the gifts of ministering through, that indeed is perfect for that work. There is a session where you have to get worthy and you are equipped with everything needed and you're perfected for every good work.
So
not that you've just realized it, I'm an apostle and even my calling,
the
apostleship of the gospel of the Gentiles,
or
apostleship
of
the gospel to the Israelites, because we shall see it ahead that all our calling is divided within two, in the calling to the Israelites
and
the calling to the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in that word we say like this, that you may appear God has called you according to the gift that he has given you,
or
according to the gift he's given you, but you come run before God sends you. Praise Jesus much. Because he spoke in Jeremiah chapter 23 and he said, in the latter day you will get to understand it. I did not send those prophets and they ran quick. I didn't speak with them and they spoke deceitful of me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now there's a point where you've understood indeed, according to the voice of God and the speech of God, under the spirit of wisdom in the word of God, indeed I have been called according to my gift, or these my gifts. But because you've not been equipped with everything needed,
it's
not gotten yet perfect for every good work, and God's not yet sent you. And now you run quick. God denies you saying, I've never sent you. Even though I called you. And you heard my voice. And you understood my speech. And you understood I called you. According to the gift of this gift. But I had not yet sent you. Because you have not yet gotten perfect for every good work.
It's
not yet been equipped with everything for every good work.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Let's read Jeremiah we hear.
Yeremiah chapter 23
from verse 20.
Obusungu bwa Mukama tebulidda okutuusa lwali mara okutuukiriza. Okutuusa lwali komekereza omutima gwe gumaliridde. Munaku ez'oluvannyuma muli kitegeerera ddala.
The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. Verse 21.
Saatuma bannabbi abo naye ne badduka nambiro.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Yes. That in the latter days, just as this we are in, we shall get to understand it. That God never sent those prophets. But they ran. He never spoke with them. But they began to prophesy.
Now
right now they prophesied what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The truth is like this.
That
you may have come to understand your calling according to the gifts. Or the spiritual gifts God give you, or in the calling of the world,
if
you've understood the gifts in the world, in the work of the world. But God, He never sends the foolish people. You know why? Because every gift given, it's to manifest that God works with you. Now it is so terrifying. That way you manifest God and it's not on the standard of God. Because the gift given you, it's given you God to manifest through it as He works with you.
But
when He first speak with us in the first Corinthians chapter 12, in the verse 7, He says like this. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.
Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for profit.
Onyolomunana.
Verse 8.
Kubanga omulala omwoyo amuweesa ekigambo eky'amagezi, n'omulala aweebwa ekigambo eky'okumanya kuba omwoyo oyo.
For to one is given by the Spirit of wisdom. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse
9.
To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Verse
10. N'omulala okuwa obunnabbi, n'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo, omulala engeri z'ennimi, n'omulala okuvuunuzanga ennimi.
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11.
Naye ebyo byonna omwoyo oyo omu yabikola.
But in all these works, that one and same Spirit dividing to every man individually as He will. Yes.
That
every gift you're given
is
there to manifest the way Holy Spirit works with you, the way God the Father works with you.
omwana gutumanyinga kigambo.
God the Word, whom we know as the Son,
Yesu Kristo,
Jesus Christ,
wakora nawe,
works with you.
Naye laba ko singo ogenda.
But now see, if
to,
you go
to,
and you've not been equipped with all, and you have not gotten perfect for
every
good work of God, the truth, whom are you going to manifest? At the end, you end as if you never spoke with God, and you never heard his voice, and you didn't understand his speech. Yes, he ends, he never called you. Because you're going to work with God. And as it tells us, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and the verse 9, and he says like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9.
Muli nimiro ya Katonda. Muli nyumba ya Katonda.
For we are laborers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Yes. For God we are laborers with him.
See,
the world,
it's
the field of God.
Ekanisa,
the church,
nyumba ya Katonda,
is the building of God.
Ngayefui,
that we, his holy ones.
Na yeto inza genda yo kukora.
But you cannot go there to work.
Ngokora ne Katonda omugezi.
When you work with the wise God.
Ngagwe, mutufu, engeri jiole samu, ukukora na ye.
When you indeed, the way you manifest the working with him,
Ibramu amagezi.
It is lacking wisdom.
Ngabura ba, iroku erizo kwe mirembe jiru.
As you see the ministrations of this generation, how they have been.
Ngabawe erizaba.
In these ministers, they have a way they appear lacking.
And
they have not been equipped everything needed for every good work.
And
they have not been perfected. That causes to take that calling. And it's no more of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that is why he tells us
that
as we work us together with him, his grace we should not play within it. Some of us who don't think of getting perfected, but we think how we're going to speak the way we are servants of the living God. But you forget is what is spoken of him being the only wise God. Now you expect him, God, you're going to work with him when you are not wise. That's impossible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That as we are workers together with him, we should not take this grace in vain. Many people like to be called servants of God, but they are not perfected at the standard of God. And indeed, when they stand to speak and to preach, according to servants who were here before, the prophets and apostles, they spoke on the standard of God.
And
God proven that indeed those, they were with God. And they were with Jesus. But today, these are the generations where people speak, God called them. Others say the apostles, prophets, and the pastors, evangelists, teachers, workers of miracles, speaking of tongues, they are musicians, and many others like those.
But
indeed, they are not perfected. And they are not worthy of that call. To say they are not worthy of that call is not worthy to be called a pastor.
It's
not worthy to be called a teacher. Neither an apostle, or a prophet, or an evangelist, or one who sings the songs of God
is
not worthy to be called like that. Because him being worthy
kuri mukurabisa to
manifest the wisdom of God in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
So the truth is like this. Bible says that the only wise God. But how can you have passed with him as you work with him when you do not demonstrate the wisdom and you pass with the wise God? The wise God won't work with. Let's read we here. Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Katonda omugezi yeka omulokozi wafe kubwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe awe wenge kitibwa obukulu amanyi n'obuyinza edda nedda ng'emirembe n'emirembe teginnabaawo kaakano era n'emirembe egitaliggwaawo. Amina.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Yes.
The
only wise God. If indeed you heard his voice,
did
you understood his speech, he speaks wisdom. In his mouth cometh out the pure wisdom in understanding. You cannot tell me that you work with him. You are not filled with wisdom and understanding. Counsel. The power in the world. Light of knowledge. Fear of God to hate evil. The Spirit of the Lord glorifies God the Father.
And
God the Word we know as the Son, as he bases within you. Indeed, not. That is lying. That God sent you to us. The truth, you're not even worthy of that call. When they say you're not worthy of the call, I've told you. You are not worthy to be called the pastor.
Not
been equipped well for every good work. And you've not perfected for every good work. It means you two who call this day, you fight that you get perfected.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we are not born perfect in this call. But we have to sit in the counsel of God's word. We move on to get perfected. Because you can't deceive me. Speaks in Amos 3:3,
it
says that two cannot pass together except they have agreed. You, how can you pass with the wise God? And you remain foolish. And indeed, according to the standard you speak by, prophets who passed with God, even apostles, and indeed they spoke on a very high level of standards. But when you look to what you speak, as you say, God sent you to speak with us, and indeed you are not wise.
So read
me Amos 3:3. We hear
Amos chapter 3
verses 3. Can two walk together except they have agreed? Yes.
Now,
can you appear working with God and he is wise when you are foolish? What you have to know is one. God to want servants and ministers who are wise. And when he asks him, say, where is that wise servant? If and the faithful one. Who can give his servants
that
is the household food in its rightful season? What
he
say, Matthew 24, he says this. Matthew chapter 24 verse 45.
Kala aluwa nate, omudu yu omwesigwa owa magezi. Mukama wego yasigira abomu njuye. Okuba wange mmere yawe mu kiseera kyayo.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food at the proper time?
Olinyolwana mu mukaga.
Verse 46.
Omudu yu alina omukisa. Mukama we gwalisanga ngazenga akola bwatyo.
Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Yes.
Omanyi omuddu Katonda gwayagala omuweereza.
The servant that God wants.
Nga wa magezi agali mu kigambo ngagajudde.
Wisdom in the word, full of it.
Nga gakwataganye n'okutegeera.
It's connected with understanding.
Okuli mu kigambo.
That in the word.
Okuteesa kwa Katonda okuli mu kigambo.
The counsel of God that in the word.
Amaanyi ga Katonda agali mu kigambo.
The power of God that in the word.
Omusana omungi ogw'okumanya.
The much light of knowledge.
Okuli mu kigambo.
That in the word.
Okutya Mukama okukyawa ekibi.
The fear of God to hate evil.
Okuyamba abangi okuva mu kibi.
To help many depart from evil.
Ngajudde mu ye.
And it is filled in him.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Ngajudde mu ye okwolesa ekitiibwa kya Katonda kitaffe.
Filled in him to demonstrate glory of God the Father.
N'eky'omwana Yesu
Kristo. The spirit of the Son Jesus Christ.
Naye singa tobeera bw'otyo.
But if you don't appear like that.
Munnange obeera omuweereza atagwanidde kuyitibwako.
Appear a servant not worthy of your calling.
Era nga niwankubadde wawulira eddoboozi lya Katonda.
And even though you heard the voice of God.
N'otegeera enjogera ya Katonda.
You understood the speech of God.
N'omanya nga akuyise.
And you knew he has called you.
Naye olw'obutassaayo mwoyo.
But for not laying your heart there.
Otuukirizibwe.
That you get perfected.
Era obe buli ekyetaagisa.
And you be equipped with everything needed.
Olwa buli mumu omulungi Katonda gwakutumako.
Every good work God sends you on.
Ujibwako kwegambo kyenkana obanga atawulira ddoboozi lya Mukama.
Almost you never heard the voice of God.
Weemalira biseera.
You just waste your time.
Era kati oli mu mbiro odduka naye teri ngule.
Right now you're running but there's no crown for you.
Kubanga toddusenga ebiragiro by'okudduka webigamba.
You're not running as the laws and commands are within.
Kwe kugamba ntowereza nga enteekateeka z'okuweereza bwe zirina
okuba. Not ministered served as the preparations of servings are.
Kubanga nabo abadduka mu mbiro z'omunsi.
Even those who run marathon in the world.
Balina okudduka ng'amateeka agasibwawo.
They have to run as the rules they have set before them.
Bwe babeera nga bakuweebwa enguli.
If they are to be given a crown.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So bwe tuba twogera kubaweereza.
So when we speak of the servants.
Abayita ne Katonda.
Those which pass with God.
Babeera bagezi nga ye.
They appear wise as him.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Era bw'olambika abatume.
And when you see in the Acts.
Nti Kristo Yesu yatambula ng'akola obulungi.
That Christ Jesus moved doing good.
Kubanga Katonda yali naye.
Because God was with him. Yes.
Yatambula ng'akola bulungi bwere.
He walked doing only good.
Ng'awonya abajogebwa sitaani.
Healing those oppressed by Satan.
Kubanga Katonda yali naye.
Because God was with him.
Olwa abantu bonna njagadde twale ekyokulabirako ekisinga byonna.
People wanted us to see the greatest example of all. Like our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read we here.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula y'ekkumi n'olunyiriri lw'38.
Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
Yesu omunazaaleesi Katonda we yamufukaako amafuta n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'amaanyi eyatambulanga ng'akola bulungi ng'awonya bonna abajogebwanga Setaani. Kubanga Katonda yali naye.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes, he was with him.
Praise Jesus much.
Omanyi Katonda bw'abeera
naawe. You know, if God is with you,
kitusooka okuzuula mu ggwe ge magezi.
What we first discover in you is the wisdom.
Wanga Katonda ye magezi.
For God is the wisdom.
Ye kutegeera.
He is understanding.
Ye kuteesa.
He is the counsel.
Ye maanyi.
He is the power.
Tulaba k'amaanyi gokka.
When we only see power.
Ng'oyolesa amaanyi.
Yes, you demonstrate power.
Naye nga amagezi tulina.
But the wisdom you don't have.
Tolesa amagezi gali mu kigambo.
Don't demonstrate the wisdom in the word.
Tolesa kutegeera okuli mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Don't demonstrate understanding in the word of God.
Tolesa kuteesa okwe kigambo kya Katonda.
Demonstrate counsel in the word of God.
Naye ng'oyolesa amaanyi.
But you only demonstrate power.
Tuyinza okugamba nti olesa amaanyi agatali malungi.
We can say you have brought power which is not good.
Amaanyi agama sitaani.
The power of the devils.
Kubanga ngoyole samani.
For when we demonstrate power,
uba watandise dokuri samageza agali mchigambo cha Katonda.
You already began to demonstrate wisdom in the word of God.
Ukutegira okuri mchigambo cha Katonda.
Understanding in the word of God.
Ukutegira okuri mchigambo cha Katonda.
The counsel in the word of God.
Noyole samani agali mchigambo.
You demonstrate the power in the world.
Noyole omusano ogwokumanya.
You demonstrate the light of knowledge.
Ogwira mchigambo cha Katonda.
That pass through the word of God.
Ngoyole sokutya mukama.
You demonstrate fear of the Lord.
Okuchia wechibi.
To hate an evil.
Nokuyamba banje okuva mchibi.
Many come from evil.
As
you demonstrate the glory of God, that's God the Father and His word Jesus Christ passing through the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. You know, apostles one day, they were caught by the men, the Pharisees. But they say, those men, they are in unlearned. But why they speak such wisdom like that? And they said, because they were passing with Jesus.
The
word of God, the wise God, our wisdom and understanding. And they were made wise. Prophets who passed with God, connect all books of the prophets. Brethren, the wisdom, understanding, and counsel, power and knowledge, fear of God, demonstrating God in the things they wrote. Just read prophets here, even some you have not yet understood them. You read of the apostles. And you see the writing. And due to your preaching, how is it? And you see you've not reached even to level wise God. You have not near him. You have never passed together. You have never ministered with him. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Acts we hear. Acts chapter 4, verse 13.
Awobwe balaba obugumu bwa Petero ne Yokana, ne babategeera okuba abantu abatamanyi kusoma, era batayigirizibwa nnyo, ne beewuunya, ne babeetegereza nga baali wamu ne Yesu.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ordinary men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Verse
14.
And beholding the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Yes. When they looked at the boldness, the apostles, and spoke with wisdom alone, and to see the one they had healed, they straight understood these were with Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Because when you look to like Apostle Stephen, Apostle Philip, and the wisdom and the spirit by which they speak, and indeed you cannot resist it. Now you, but some things are even shameful, and you've spent a number of your years, 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, that you are serving with God.
Now
what you speak indeed.
Yes, kitufu.
Yes, it is true. That God calls the foolish of the world. That he calls the wise of the world to get jealousy. Cause them get jealous when he's left you appear foolish before them.
He
gives you his wisdom, and it is more than that of the world, and not that God called the foolish of the world
to
serve
him
with their foolishness.
Yes, we
praise Jesus, man.
It
does not appear like
what
that. Even the apostle Peter were called. And indeed, they were unlearned. And they are fishermen.
Even
farmers and the others in that line. Not that he called them, left them like that.
But
filled them wisdom and understanding. They appeared perfected ministers, perfected for every good work, and they had been equipped with everything needed. Just as we read in the Acts, as we saw Stephen.
Okay.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuli yomukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Acts chapter 6 from verse 7.
Ekigambo kya Katonda ne kibuna omuwendo gw'abayigirizwa mu Yerusalemi ne gweyongerako nnyo. Ekibiina kinene ekyabakabona ne bagondera okukkiriza.
And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Verse 8.
Sutefano bwe yajjula ekisa n'amaanyi n'akolanga amagero n'obubonero.
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Verse 9.
Abantu abamu abekunganiro eriyitibwa eryabalibetino n'eryabakulene n'eryabalexandria n'eryabakirukia n'eryabasia ngabawakana ni Stefano.
Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines and Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia, of Asia, and disputing with Stephen. Verse
10. No more yo be a yogeza.
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Yes. They were indeed working miracles, even wonders. But the thing they first fronted was one:
to
manifest the wisdom that in the word you cannot resist, the understanding, the counsel of God,
and
manifested power in the word that they preached, and the miracles manifested without forcing much like this generation. On light of knowledge, they enlightened, and they brought fear of God to hate evil and to help many come from evil. And people glorified and feared God every day. But there are those who are not learned. Not that when he called them, he said, let them remain like that. Note, God is wise, and when he calls you, he makes you wise, he makes you understanding,
makes
one filled with counsel of wisdom, filled with power in the words, even in the working, and you're filled with light of knowledge, which reveals all secrets. And you bring fear of the Lord to hating evil, helping many come from evil, to keeping the commands of God, and you bring to glorifying God, and people see the glory of God. Praise Jesus much. But not to call you and remain an indeed. You know, when you pass in the Church of Salvation and you find some of the ministers there, the standard of the things they do, and it's not of the wise God, them of the other beliefs, even of the other religions,
now,
them are out there, you wonder what they are speaking.
that they are
the ones there as ambassadors of God. Praise Jesus much. When you appear ambassador of God, God gives you be a steward of his words. I don't expect he can commit to you his word when it is substandard. For he said we have been committed to the word of reconciliation. He commits to the word of reconciliation, and it is filled of wisdom, understanding, the counsel in the word, power in the word, even physically, the light of knowledge coming from the word, the fear of God to hate evil, to help many depart from evil, to manifest God and his glory.
He's
the one committed to word of reconciliation. Then appear the ambassador of God. Now look to the other. You know when you begin from the side of the wizards, them to claim the ambassadors of God. I wonder which God? The ambassadors of Satan. Now those of religions, you look at these of religions, they clothe well garments which seem to show the glory of God, and they are very long putting on the hats on the head.
There
are those in the different beliefs, these days of this salvation, them too have refused to demonstrate the glory of God,
and their
servants would run quick before they were sent. They clothe smart and you say the man of God is there as they are speaking
English.
But umusajja wa Katonda,
or
that ambassador of God, what comes from him is not of their home country, heaven. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse
18.
And all these things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Verse 19.
That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Verse 20.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Although God did beseech you by us, we pray you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Yes. Committed to us the word of reconciliation.
That
God direct speaks through us to reconcile the world. Passing through his word filled of wisdom.
It's
filled of understanding. And it's filled of counsel. And it's filled of power. It's filled of light of knowledge, which reveals everything. It's filled fear of God to hate evil, to help many come from evil. And it's filled to bring knowledge of full knowledge of God and his glory. Because we saw these seven spirits, they are the seven ways through which God passed his word of reconciliation, that he manifests his marvelous works. Now you can't tell me you're an ambassador of God anytime you say you're a servant of God.
It
means you're an ambassador of God. But you know, you try on the embassies within the world.
For
example, in the nation Uganda in Africa. We have embassies of different nations.
Okay,
go to the American embassy in Uganda. Or the British embassy.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And you see people there, how they do things. They have to do things in the wisdom of their home country.
Embassy America.
American embassy.
System,
entire system, they do their work.
It's American
in the wisdom of the Americans. Praising you, the ambassador of God. Put this embassy of God on the earth, it's the ministry. But the standard of things you do, and it's not of heaven. That's why it says that will prove his embassy. Will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. You must be as God is in heaven.
At embassy
where you've put it, and it's the ministry. It has to be things put there, they all demonstrate wisdom of the word of
services
God. All services. And they demonstrate the wisdom of the word of God. Understanding of God. Demonstrate the great counsel of God.
They
demonstrate the power of God.
And they demonstrate
knowledge of God. See the fear of God and hating evil is necessary. You know, when you reach the American embassy and you see the guns, those of the guards there, you fear. They don't give them guns like of the Ugandans. They give them American guns. And when you reach there, you fear. But you reach embassy of God ministry on this earth. And you wonder. But that comes from one who was called to lead that embassy. And he did sit to be prepared.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Uganda,
so brethren, it requires of us always. Even though God calls the foolish of the world, reverence never remain with any foolishness, even in ignorance, neither
counsel
with darkness of ignorance, neither demonstrate power in the word and it's not right power. Have the way you use that power and authority in a way not right. And you're speaking not full of light of knowledge. Does not bring the fear of God neither to hate evil.
But
does not glorify God. Brothers, will not be perfected in that call. That's why they call the judgment.
Yes, yes.
Jesus
Christ.
But when he speaks first Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 to 31, he says this. First Corinthians chapter
1, verse 24. Christo manyiga katonda.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes. Unto those called. Those we said of they have even gifts. For no one is called without a gift. As we first understood. Christ becomes wisdom. And understanding to us. How? Because he came in the scroll of the book written about him. And all the scriptures speak of him. To meaning. Already this wisdom. That in the word. It is Christ our wisdom. The more we get filled. Of the scriptures. We are proven we are in the Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he said the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 6 to 7, that he came in the book written about him before. Hebrews chapter
10,
verses
6.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices of sin, you have had no pleasure. Verse
7.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Yes.
Unto
those called, those spiritual and natural gifts, those coming from God. Christ is the wisdom and power to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But how do we get him that he comes and asks the wisdom?
That's
Hebrews, you've read Hebrews 10, verse 6 to 7. That he first came in the scroll of the book written about him. Already when you read scriptures of truth, they begin to give you whatever you need for every good work. You reach and you've gotten perfected. Because our Lord Jesus, when he was on the world, he spoke in John chapter 5, verse 39, that we seek in the scriptures. Let's read there, we hear. John chapter 5, verse 39.
Kubanga mwemulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
John chapter 5, verse 39.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa kubanga mwemulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes. The scriptures, they testify all of Christ. How did Christ become our wisdom? And how do you get him in you and you prove you've gotten wisdom? When you've gotten the scriptures, that's why he told us in John 15, verse 7, that if you abide in me,
and
my words abide in you, ask all you need, it will be given you. Because right there, wisdom is in you. His words are in you and you are in him. The scriptures. And you are prepared well. Is it not that? That's John 15, verse
7.
John chapter 15, verse
7. If
you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Yes. You see how Christ is our wisdom? The way he enters in us, him the wisdom. He came in the scroll of the book written of him, the Bible, and all the scriptures, they testify of his.
And
when you get them in you, Christ, the wisdom has entered in you, as he said, abide in you,
me.
When my words abide in you, ask all you need, it will be given you. And Christ Jesus becomes power. Because the words he tell us, they are spirits and they are life. And all the words, they are attached on the mighty ones, the angels who fulfill those words. And Christ then becomes the wisdom and our power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ugambi afuka amanyo.
I've told you he becometh power
ngaita mbia wandikwa.
When he passes through the scriptures.
Kubange ebya wandikwa biyatugaba byonagwe muoyo.
Because the scriptures all he told us all they are spirits.
Atenga tubira okulisa omwoyo na amanyo.
He will be there to the spirit, the spirit and the power. And all the scriptures, they have the mighty ones, the angels, to fulfill them. Because when it begins with us, he speaks this in John. John 6:63. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu. Omubiri teguliko kyegugasa ebigambo byembagambye gwe moyo bwe bulamu.
It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ebigambo mukama afu byabira tugambi.
So those words our Lord has told us.
Omoyo mutukufu mwatandikira okulabisa amanyi.
Where the Holy Spirit begins to manifest power. And there Christ becomes straight our power. Because when you read the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 4 and the 5, he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambe byamagezi agobuntu ebisenda senda wabula mukolesa okwomwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my words and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom but in the demonstration of the spirit and of power.
Olinyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
That
even his words were not spoken in man's wisdom, thus enticing words. But in demonstration of the spirit and power. But remember, the Holy Spirit, when he demonstrates power, it begins from the words. As we first read, the words he said to us, they are spirits, they are life. Now the more you preach the words of God, eases the spirit to demonstrate power. And the angels, the mighty ones, it eases them to fulfill those words of God that you speak in the wisdom and the great understanding. Understanding. Because in the Psalms 103, verse 20, he speaks of angels like this. Psalms 103, verses
20.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Yes. Now you see how you've gathered Christ, the wisdom of God in you. As you pass through the scroll of the book written about him, with the holy scriptures, and his words are within you, demonstrate Christ the power of God in you. When he passed through words, they tell you, for they are spirits. And in speaking them, you demonstrate the spiritual power. And they are the mighty angels. Those who move to fulfill the word of God. Now that is why I've told you that unto us called, whether you're called, you're foolish to what extent, God cannot leave you in that state.
Or
how will you be able to go speak to a servant of God?
And
how will you speak to an ambassador of God? Yet your wisdom, your understanding, your counsel is not perfect. And the power in the word you can't speak through them, neither to demonstrate it. The light of knowledge And it does not come from you. Don't bring fear of God to hate evil. And you cannot demonstrate and manifest knowledge of God and His glory. You just say one thing, God called us the foolish of this world. And He told you, remain like that. It's true, God always calls us the way we are. But He said, now I want to make you a new creation in knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Aboruganda.
So, brethren, we still need to humble. We get worthy of our calling. But the calling of God in the gifts,
it
don't appear like the calling of the devils.
Musabu
in the shrines.
Satan
has not scriptures there he has to teach you. Or wisdom or understanding there.
It,
what is there usually, it is a foolishness. There are a calabash of the shrines. There is alcohol which is not pure, and even meat which is rotten.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm.
Maybe those are advanced in eating human hearts and human body parts. Stubbornness of the devils like that. When you reach to religions, you don't need any much wisdom there. No. You are there and you are a father. But you cannot explain even the door of heaven. It's not just calling them. Let them come out, okay, explain to us. Now you become a pastor in these seasons. And did you understand it? You know only 2-4 scriptures. My goodness. But when we move on ahead in the Colossians,
1 Corinthians 1:25.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
Verse 26.
For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not noble, not many noble are called. Yes. Look to the calling. Not many wise of the world. Not those mighty. Not those noble of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But it didn't say when he calls you and you are in that state and you remain like that. Not. He speaks, come as you are. But when you reach, become a new creation. Praise Jesus much. You have to become a new creation. That you can be taken back in those of the world they chose you from.
Bagambe.
And they say, that person is unlearned. The wisdom he speaks
about,
it's more of those even who are learned. He has great understanding. My God, he has great counsel.
He
speaks with all authority.
It is
like one owning authority.
Luke
speaks with extreme wisdom.
He
lightens in everything, you understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us move on.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse
27.
Era Katonda yalonda ebinafu ebyensi akwase ensonyi ebyamanyi.
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Verse 28.
N'ebikopi byensi n'ebinyomebwa Katonda yabironda era n'ebitaliwo ajjewo ebiriwo.
And the best things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, ye, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are.
He,
yes. Even choose that which is not there. And he say, you come, we go fish people. You has been a fisher of fish. Listen, how do they fish people?
They
say, I'm going to fill you wisdom. And there are some of the nets you have going to fish. I'm going to fill you understanding. And it's what used to fish human beings. And you bring them, bring back to God. Praise Jesus much. But indeed the time God calls you, some of the things he tells you can wonder, God, how will I be able to do them? But if you sit in the counsel of his words and he there prepares you well, and you get worthy for every good work, as he tells us in the Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3:13-17,
as he
says this, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13,
naye abantu ababi n'abetulinkirira bali yeyongera okuyitirira.
But evil men and seducers shall grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse
14.
But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right from when a person gets saved, the childishness of salvation,
if
that person has to know scriptures, that they make him wise, that
it
becomes wise as the God who sends him, they give him understanding, understand the way God, as God who sends him. They give him the counsel of God. That may not bring darkness in counsel. They give him power in the word. As they reveal him the Holy Spirit whom he works with. Even armies of angels. That to work with him the mighty ones. Reveal to him light of knowledge. Reveal everything. Which wasn't known, it gets to be known. Which wasn't revealed, only be brought out in light. That which was hid is brought out, be exposed, to be revealed.
But
that from childhood, when you begin your salvation, you are not going to choose those in the world. But when you begin your salvation, be prepared for the calling which is to be on you. You must know the scriptures. Now imagine, you are a minister, spent many years, 5 to 10, 20, 30, 40,
But
scriptures, you never knew them from your childhood, you're just there. One of the tricks of the gifts of the devils and the calling of the devils, they don't allow you to know the scriptures. For it is a light filled very well, which is going to enlighten in their schemes. And upon which you understand that this religion, it's of Satan, and they do not want you to know the scriptures, and they don't try much that you know them. And upon which you understand that belief,
yes, Satan,
it's of Satan.
They are
there, they don't mind whether you know scriptures or not. Means when you don't know scriptures, you have not gotten wise.
Even
salvation of truth, you totally get saved, you never reach it. For scriptures are there to make you wise,
that you reach
into real salvation. If you are in salvation, this which is moving on now, indeed, we don't mind to know scriptures. That salvation has become fake. For the true salvation, it moves in knowing the scriptures, and we totally get saved. Now you are which form of a minister? Because some of you say, but those of full knowledge, them they read study many scriptures. Now you have a problem. Your calling, you've begun to give it out to Satan. You know, Satan is ministers, the false prophets. They fight others to not know the word of God. And one of them who were in the Acts chapter 13, a prophet, a sorcerer, Elmas, and he fought the council never to know the word of God. And there they don't accept that you get no scriptures. That's why in the shrines there's no knowing scriptures. When you enter religions, look, you got destroyed there. You are in the darkness of ignorance of the scriptures. Look at beliefs. When you look to our brethren, the Adventists, they rejected the spirit. They joined things the way they want. For God, he said, if accept, I pour upon you my Holy Spirit, he will cause you to understand my words. They joined them as their desirings are. Now, when you look to salvation, you know,
that
fixed salvation moving on these days.
It
reads one verse, it begins to speak upon it the whole day. And now you ask now, when shall we get saved, we who hear one verse? And they say from childhood we knew scriptures. Now you've grown years in salvation, you do not know scriptures.
He who
serves you, ministers you, don't know you, you don't know. Yet he wants to plant you in another place that you begin a branch. Let's first finish here. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda, era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okutereezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli butuukirivu.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Yes. All the scriptures, we have that inspiration of the God.
kakati gurwacho watu yagala tubimanye byonna.
Why do you do not want us to know all of them?
Ngatebi ino kulungamia kwa Katonda.
Yet they have the impression of God.
Katonda yagamba anti.
God is the one who said that.
Ayagala abantu bonna okulokoka.
He loves all people to be saved.
No kumanya amazima gonna.
To reaching to knowing all truth.
Na amazima gonna bibya wandikwa byonna.
All the truth they are all the scriptures.
Ebikole kitabo ekitukufu Bible.
Which make up the holy book the Bible.
Eranga bigasoro okuyigiriza.
And they are profited for doctrine.
Uruokunenya
for rebuke. For correction,
no kulagira okuli
mbutukire instruction that in righteousness.
Kati mane uwenye.
Now I wonder,
mwe ababera batatambulide mu byawandikibwa.
You not moved in the scriptures.
Tewa banjiri awatali byawandikibwa.
It's not gospel without the scriptures.
Tewa bakunenya.
There is no reproof.
Awatali byawandikibwa.
Where there are no scriptures.
Tewa bakulongosa.
There is no correction.
There
is no instruction in righteousness when there are no scriptures. How do you understand what is the right to do is of righteousness and they are of truth when they are not in the scriptures?
And
you feel a servant of God, how can you understand you have preached the gospel when you have not joined scriptures very well
to
bringing the light of knowledge?
Eroka kasoti yangu onenyeza.
How do you prove that you've rebuilt?
Ngokunenya kwa Katonda.
As the living proof of God.
Nasibi awandike.
When it's not the scriptures.
Okakasoti yangu orongoseza.
How sure are you have corrected?
Ensobiyezi bade zikolebwa.
Mistakes committed.
Nasibi awandike.
When it's not scriptures.
Eroka kasoti yangu abantu bano balagiride mbutukirivu.
How sure are you that you've instructed these people in righteousness?
Nasibi awandike.
When it's not scriptures.
Kubanga ebigambo bya Katonda byokka.
Because the word
kamwake
of God alone
is mbutukirivu.
They are one in righteousness.
Katoka kasoti yangu balagiride byobutukirivu.
How sure you have directed them that in righteousness?
Ankuwe nabo bera mu counseling.
Let me tell you though you are in the counseling.
Omuntu kifocho na.
Or in any place.
Ekyo kuweriza mu Katonda.
Of the service of God.
Counseling yeri nakuba mu byawa.
This counseling has to be in the scriptures.
Na weriza mu byawa ndi.
You have to be in the scriptures.
Ngabitegekeddwa bulungi nyo.
They are ordered very well.
Ngabireto musano ogwo kubikulirwa.
And they bring light of revelation.
Ngabireto okumanya.
Which brings knowledge.
Tuliyoketukole nga Katonda bwayagala.
Then we work as God wills.
Kati omuntu amazo kutegekebwa bwati.
A person who has already been prepared like that.
Na yamanyange byawandikibwa.
And he knew the scriptures.
Era nakimanya nti tewali.
And he knew there is no.
Wendibulira.
Where I will ever preach.
Tewali waonjiri.
There will never be a gospel.
Obache twita doctrine.
Or doctrine.
Nga tewali byawandikibwa.
Where there is no scriptures.
Icho kula sina chendi nenya.
There is no proof I will bring.
Natuwali bia wandiki.
Where there are no scriptures.
Echo kulala.
The other.
Doso wana kona correction iyo na.
You cannot do any correction.
Natuwali bia wandiki.
When there are no scriptures.
Doso wana kula girida.
And you cannot instruct.
Mboto kirifu.
In righteousness.
Natuwali bia wandiki.
When there are no scriptures.
Wanga bubeda nebi ntuwe bia wandiki.
Because if you have all those things.
Goteke de ensondes.
And you find us through those issues.
Ntibia wandikuwa bia wandikasa ukusoka mkuyikiriza.
All scriptures they profit first in the doctrine.
Echo kubiri
the second
mukunenya
in the reproof.
Echo kusatu
the third
mukulagira mu correcting ensobi
correction of mistakes.
Echo kulala
the fourth
mukulagira mbutu
instruction in righteousness.
Gezo nokubango juda amageza agali
mchikamu. You must have been filled wisdom in the word.
Utegira.
Understanding.
Ukutesa.
The counsel.
Amanya agali mchikamu.
The power in the word.
Ukumanya.
The knowledge.
Ukutia mukama.
The fear of the Lord.
Umoyo wa mukama ngajuze chitiba cha Katonda mugwe.
The fear of the Lord fills the glory of God in you.
Ngambotufu nibobera mu counseling.
And indeed though you are in counseling, though you are in the story speaking.
Wona wona wobera oli.
Everywhere you are.
Woli muweriza wa Katonda.
You are a servant of God.
Era woli.
And where you are.
Utambulira mukuitibwa kwako.
You move by your call.
Utambulira mukirabo cho.
You move by your gifts.
Ngachitegekedwa bulungi.
And it's ordered well. And it's perfected.
For
every work wherever it appears that of God. You first finish there we say.
Timoseo chokubiri esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17.
Omuntu wa Katonda alemenga okubulwa kyonna kyonna. Ngalina ddala byonna olwabuli mulimu omulungi.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes.
Urubero tukiride.
Right, then you are perfected.
You were given all that needed. And you're perfected for every good work in your calling.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are going to come back, we see. In the calling and the gifts of the devils, there is not being accepted and allowed to know scriptures. And the enemies of the word of God, they are enemies of all righteousness. Because they no want to get righteousness, he has to believe. And he believes
it.
Has to first hear the word of God. And he puts it in action. And is given righteousness.
Now,
what they first cut off in the shrines, in
the
religions, there's nothing. When we came in salvation, we went to take it the finger of God, the word of God, and they put it aside.
And
generations have passed, a lot of them, and you cannot sit with those say to be ministers of God, and you speak the gospel, one head per another, and you've not held the Bible, and they can stand it. Every time he has to have his paper.
And
what is written today, tomorrow, he has forgotten it. Because he did not grow up within scriptures. But it just fell upon him there. And he felt as if he had been called. Maybe even to be sent that he was sent. You find them fidget in their rooms
that
they are looking for the gospel they are to minister tomorrow. A person prepared well, you need a room to separate yourself, seek for what to preach. Yet even a person learned in the world. The job he learned it. Doesn't need to keep going back to keep learning. You, anytime you call him, where is it? Now look to you. That you still have the spirit. You are there strike people down as they roll on the floor. And you feel the powers of darkness. Because Satan concerning powers of darkness, it's where he moves. But he doesn't give them wisdom, neither understanding. More of those who shall know it. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Believing. Putting in action. Even to spread far. To the four corners of the earth. Because Christ is coming quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.